Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fire It Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu, and today we have Ragini Michaels. Welcome, Ragini.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Ragini and I have, for the last year and a half, been talking about moving from fear to love and moving more towards love and self-love. And how we can actually change our relationship to challenging emotions like anger, jealousy, fear, envy, greed, perfectionism, and how we can move more towards love through expressions of faith, sympathetic joy, forgiveness, gratitude, generosity, compassion. And so today we are going to delve into self-love and have a better understanding of what it is and how we can bring more of it into our lives, how we can bring more love and self-love into our lives. So welcome, Ragini. Thank you for being our guide.
My pleasure.
So what is self-love from a psychological and personality perspective?
Well, from a psychological perspective, we could say that self-love is basically self-esteem. And that means holding yourself in esteem, holding yourself in high regard. Normally, most of us do not have a sense of high self-esteem or high regard for our personalities. In fact, most of us don't even separate ourselves from our personalities, which is a good first step if you want to move towards self-love, because the personality is by nature a dualistic phenomena. By that, I mean you're always going to be going back and forth between opposing thoughts and opposing feelings. And the first and easiest step in self-love is to learn how to take a step back through meditation or breathing or yoga so that you can, first of all, realize you have a personality. You have it, like you have a hand or a bank account. It's something that you have. It's not actually the totality of who you are. That's the first step.
Gain some distance from your personality
is the first step. To
reaching self-love. I don't understand how the personality is involved in this. So I understand that self-esteem is one of the key aspects from a personality standpoint. So I'm trying to, how I regard myself.
Your personality is composed basically of your thoughts and emotions and behaviors, your strategies, your defense mechanisms, the ways that you have been taught to survive in the world. The personality is basically one enormous strategy for survival.
Okay.
It's about protecting yourself emotionally, psychologically, physically, spiritually. So in order to start on the journey of self-love, you want to have a step back so you can realize, oh, this is a mechanism of defense and survival. Now, in and of itself, that is not bad because it's needed.
You mean this is meaning the our sense of self, our personality, our self-esteem, our self-worth is just, we have a bunch of strategies for mechanisms to.
Well, the personality has the strategies. The strategies in themselves will determine whether you have a sense of self-esteem.
I see, got it. Okay. I get it now.
So if you've been taught that you're smart, that you're beautiful, that you're capable, that you're a loving, wonderful being and the universe is delighted to have you here, you're going to have a higher sense of regard for yourself, you know, and your presence on the planet than if you have been taught you're stupid or you're ugly or you're clumsy or awkward or never going to get married or nobody's ever going to love you or you're basically
unlovable. Okay, you stop that. You can stop.
That takes your sense of esteem for yourself and knocks it down to a really low level. And the same with regard. You just don't have a very high regard for someone who's carrying all those characteristics.
I see.
Now, if we go back to what I said a minute ago, your personality is dualistic. If it is really stupid, It also has the capacity for being equally intelligent, mm-hmm. right? And vice versa. If you're truly ugly, there's a capacity within you to become truly beautiful. And when we talk about self-esteem, the first thing you want to be able to do is get your sense of regard for yourself up and out of the place that says, I'm bad. You know, the constant inner critic that we all hear is sort of the guardian of your low self-esteem. So one of the reasons you want to get some distance from your inner critic is in order to be able to move from criticizing yourself to loving yourself, mm-hmm. to accepting yourself. Mm-hmm. The reason I keep talking about duality here, opposites, is because it's much easier to begin to love your personality, which is the first level of self-love, along with your body. Okay, but that's also how you feel about your body is also influenced by what you've been taught mm-hmm. about how you look. Mm-hmm. Right, which is, again, part of your personality structure. Mm-hmm. So the sooner that you're able to realize that your personality has the capacity for moving from the negative to the positive, it's going to be easier for you to move your self-esteem up and then to know how to maintain it. Mm-hmm. Because our experiences in life, as everybody knows, goes from high to low, from up to down, from feeling smart to feeling stupid, from feeling beautiful to feeling ugly, and back again. So there's a rhythm here that is involved, from my perspective, in learning how to have self-esteem for your personality.
Okay, so moving towards more self-love, net it out for us. How we do that is to gain some distance from our personality and our strategies. Mm-hmm. And how we do that is to understand that we live in a dualistic nature and that we have our personality and it's part of who we are and it's not part of who we are at all.
A very good paradox.
Okay.
It's certainly a part of who we are, but it's not the totality of who we are. But the first step to self-love, from a psychological perspective, is to embrace your personality. So we call it acceptance, right? It's mm-hmm. It's unconditionally accepting your personality for what it is. What is it fundamentally? A dualistic reality. You have good and bad. You have a shadow side and a light side. You can't get to self-love by trying to eradicate half of your personality, half you don't like. That's the thing I want people to understand.
Okay, so part of it is, and let me see if I can connect this with something that I've felt like when I do, you know, I'm a career coach and a mm-hmm. life coach. Mm-hmm. So I have people taking tons and tons of personality tests. And when you go through one of those personality tests, they're like, you are this, your strengths are this, your weaknesses are this, your mm-hmm. whatever. So this is kind of your behaviors, your perspective of the world is this. And so here's what I'm hearing you say. For me to arrive at self-love, I have to say, yes, I am a control freak and I love myself. This is an aspect of my personality. I have potentially issues with my anger. This is also part of my personality and I embrace it. And I'm also someone who's really powerful and, you know, has a fun nature and, you know, all these things. So embracing it, all of it.
That's right. And the tests are a good indication of the structure of your particular personality on the day you took the test, mm-hmm. right? And it can shift and adjust because personalities can evolve as mm-hmm. well. And when a personality evolves, it balances itself out.
Yeah. But the thing that's interesting is when I work with clients, they take these tests mm-hmm. and they go, oh no, like I don't want to be these weak things or the weaknesses of my personality. Right. And I said, well, you know, it's part of what these tests are is to embrace.
That's right.
Embrace these things because it is a part of who you are. You can separate from it. Like you said, you can, with time and knowing that you have these tendencies, you can separate from it and move away from it. But it will never, you'll never fully move away from it entirely, but you can change your relationship to it.
That's the only thing you can do is change your relationship to it because it will continue to return.
Right.
So if you're if your personality needs a lot of alone time, mm-hmm. you're going to balance it out perhaps by being more comfortable when you're with other people, but you're still going to want to go back and be alone, and the need for being with other people is going to arise again.
Right.
So you need to know how to navigate these two aspects or these two needs of your personality. Mm-hmm. And it's just simpler in the beginning if you really understand that your personality is made up of opposites mm-hmm. and life flows back and forth between them.
Right. In the next segment, we should talk about, we have 2 minutes. No, we have no more minutes. So in the next segment, let's talk about self-love from a spiritual perspective and how our bodies, emotions, and thoughts, I think we've talked a little bit about that already, Heather, anything else we need to know about how it relates to self-love. So many thanks to Ragini Michaels, author of Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and on her website, www.raginimichaels.com.
RaginiMichaels.com.
So don't go anywhere, because in our next segment, we'll be talking to Ragini about some of the things, going into depth about what self-love is from a spiritual perspective, and how we can actually, what the obstacles are for truly loving ourselves, and how we invite self-love and love into our lives. We'll be right back.
Guess it's over, baby.